The rally in Morrinsville today has drawn more than 300 rural folk who say they have had enough of the bad press around what they do. Now, it was meant to be non-political until National New Zealand First MPs turned up. Lloyd Downing from Federated Farmers started the rally off, saying a water tax isn't going to help the environment.
We need a carrot, not a stick, because by the time they tax us, by the time the Maoris get their cut, the taxman gets their cut, the lawyers get their cut, and Parliament takes their cut, there's going to be bugger all money for the environment anyway.
All right, so a lot of people getting a cut there. Then New Zealand First leader Winston Peters arrived. And it wasn't long before he clashed with farmers who wanted to know about his tax plans if he goes into government with Labor. Mr. Peters told one farmer not to question him because he had been milking cows since before he was born. Here's some of that encounter.
I'm not against you, mate. That was just a bit harsh.
A bit harsh?
Yeah, I just want to hear what you're going to
do. Do you know what the National Guard's
going to charge you? All I wanted to hear, or more, I'm sure what a lot of people would like to hear.
No speech. What do you mean you wanted to hear? No, you didn't.
Yeah, I would honestly like to hear what you would do if you went in with Labor.
If you wanted to hear, why were you talking?
Because everyone else was talking, and I just saying, get on with it and just say what you're going to do. Well, don't you want to say?
What do you mean what I'm going to do?
If you go in with Labor, what will you do for rural New Zealand in regards to all these taxes that they're proposing?
I'm here to tell you that the two oil parties are going to rip you off in water charges.
Okay, classic. Winston Peters did clarify, saying as far as he's concerned, there would be no new taxes under New Zealand First. Federated Farmers Waikato President Andrew McGivern organised today's rally. Hello, Andrew.
Yeah, Larry.
All right, so how did it all go? Did it go all right?
Well, yeah, it did initially. I thought we tried putting out positive messages out there because what we're really trying to do is celebrate the work farmers have done in the environment. And it was, yeah, a show of unity and support with farmers just to say we are tired of the negative perception we're getting leading up to the election.
Right. It was meant to be a non-political rally. So the reaction when the politicians showed up?
Yeah, well, we decided we didn't want to offer the floor for any politicians to talk. Of course, Winston got up after we'd all finished and we were sort of heading up the road, you know, on our footpath march up to the pub, really. So he got his little 5 minutes of fame that way, I suppose, but it wasn't actually part of our rally at all.
Right, he didn't follow you up to the pub?
No, he didn't, no. Yeah.
I think he got booed there at one point, didn't he? So what happened? He wouldn't give an answer as to the water tax initially?
I believe so. I was standing a little bit further away then. I couldn't really hear what was happening. So with that altercation you just played, I didn't actually hear any of that. So I can't really enlighten you on that.
Sorry. Right, a lot of placards and farmers pretty angry about all of this, are they?
Yeah, they were. We were trying to make it apolitical, but I mean, I can't control the placards that farmers and stuff want to bring. And of course, they brought Myrtle the tractor with a few placards on her too. So, yeah, farmers are, I wouldn't say, well, they're just frustrated with the negative perception we're getting when we are really doing quite a good job, and the cherry picking of the data that the politicians are doing to suit their political agenda is not helping.
Is a water tax, is it really going to put farmers to the wall? What's your take on that?
I think it's just one of many straws. You know, if they're talking about a water tax and then inclusion into the ETS and then the capital gains, and not a lot of farmers have made a lot of money over the last couple of years anyway with the dairy downturn we've had. We tend to be probably asset rich and cash poor, so there's not a lot of free cash floating around the rural economies at the moment anyway.
Okay, thank you for that, Andrew. That is Andrew McGivern, President of Federated Farmers. Williams. Well, the Handmaid's Tale and political comedy.